Joining me in the studio right now is the superintendent of the Mexico Public Schools, Melissa Chastain. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
You know, I kind of thought we would talk a little bit this morning because the ongoing teacher shortage has been an issue, especially since COVID got started, kind of wanting you to give us an update on that situation in Mexico. How's that going here in the district?
Well, there is a national teacher shortage, as if you turn on the national news or the state news, it's all over. Here in Mexico, we are feeling it, and it's sad. I understand it, but it is a profession that takes truly dedicated people, and, you know, it's heart-led, and so I'm hoping that we in Mexico can do things to really show people we're going to take care of you while we're here. We believe in education. We believe in you, and do some out-of-the-box things to get some teachers here. And more importantly, we want our people to stay.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you guys, the school board and you kind of did a little something about that this year. As a matter of fact, most teachers are going to be getting a pretty significant raise going into next year.
Yes, we are very, very, very blessed with a very supportive school board. And all teachers are going to receive about a 7% raise. The exciting thing is our base pay has gone up to $40,000. Which is significant compared to other districts around us. It was a big aggressive jump, but I would rather put our money in our people so that we can take care of our kids. That's why we're here. And so that's what we're doing.
No doubt about it. You personally did something about recruiting teachers here in the district. As a matter of fact, we want to bring into the interview right now your daughter, Miss Emily Chastain. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in. You are going into teaching. As a matter of fact, you just graduated over the weekend at Columbia College, correct?
Yep, I did.
All right. Now, you attended Mexico schools here, graduated from here, is that right?
Yep, I graduated in 2018.
And so. You are going to be a teacher in the district next year.
Tell
us a little bit. Tell us about that. So what got you interested in teaching to begin with?
Well, I think initially it started out, you know, my mom was a teacher, my grandpa was a teacher, so of course I just wanted to be like my mom. And I always just saw how happy she was coming home every single night. I mean, there weren't always good nights, but she just really loved her kids, and I really like kids. So I think just growing up, it just pushed my passion even more. I just saw that you don't have to go into a career that you don't like, but you can go into a career that you love, and I love kids, and I'm just so happy that I went with it. And with COVID, it was difficult at times. We weren't able to be in schools, but I'm excited. And I mean, of course everybody says that they do things because of their parents, but she really is what made me want to be a teacher, just because I saw her passion for it, and it's really neat.
I think that's going to be very awesome. Yeah. What will you be teaching next year?
I'll be teaching first grade at Eugene Field.
At Eugene Field. That is very, very awesome. What do you kind of expect? Do you kind of know what you're getting into since mom has been in education for years, right?
It's not always highs, and there's a lot of lows, but I think that comes with anything that you go into, and I'm going into it realizing that it's not all, oh, you get to look cute every day and you get to see kids every day, but it's difficult, especially now with there being a teacher shortage and some of the classrooms have to be bigger, and it'll be worth it though. It's all for the kids, like she said, so.
No doubt about it. If somebody's interested in teaching, how do they go about doing that, Ms. Chastain? Can you kind of give them a pathway to just getting started?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go on to DESE, D-E-S-E, .mo.gov, I believe it is, or you can just Google DESE, that is our state department. And as far as what certificates you need or how to go about that path, that's a great place to start, although it's a little bit confusing. I would say the best thing is reach out to someone who's a teacher. If you're a person who was like me, I did not go to college to be a teacher, and I know that's surprising to a lot of people. I had an alternative path into teaching, and there are so many alternative paths right now because of the teacher shortage. If you're a person like me and you're wondering, hey, you know, I've always kind of thought about being a teacher, I personally would be happy to speak with people. Bethany Collins at Central Office is our queen of the route, the path to being a certified teacher. But seriously, when I say we're thinking outside of the box, we're doing some different things. We have to, we need to. And a lot of the times we find the best people by going down some different pathways. But certainly they can reach out to Bethany. Colleges, you know, if you're enrolled in a college right now, obviously that's your place to go. But there's a lot of information out there, and we would be willing to help however we can.
Sure. Emily, I kind of talked to you about your path. Were you able to work and go to school at the same time?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm a waitress, so I work at Beck's in Fulton, and I do that a minimum of 20 hours a week. But my school at Columbia College, we went days, so I went Monday through Friday, but it was only ever until 2 o'clock. So I worked in the admissions office, I worked at restaurants, but it's been a really good experience. It went by too fast.
Too fast. About how long did it take you to complete the program?
About 4 years.
4 years?
But it's an amazing program. They worked with you, and especially with COVID happening, it was a lot at times because we weren't able to see kids. At some points, I was like, why am I even still doing this? Because you forget why you go into education. It's not just, oh, we're going to get paid and that's going to be my job. But I went into it for the kids. And finally, when I started student teaching and seeing them again, I realized this is exactly why I started. So, but it went by fast. It was a great program, 4 years, so not too long. But
well, I want to say the best of luck to you, and thank you both for stopping in this morning.
Yeah, and before I forget, I almost forgot, this is National Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yes, it is.
And so I just want to give a big shout out to our teachers here in Mexico. When I always say I appreciate you, I appreciate you. And the impact that you have on kids is significant and huge. Gosh, I almost made it without tears. I think Ray jinxed me with his Kleenex box he brought in here. But seriously, it is, if you follow your heart, and I think that's what our teachers have done here. And so happy Teacher Appreciation Week to everyone, and we appreciate you.